The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with FBD Insurance. Protecting Irish people for 50 years. Visit fbd.ie today.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, we got a long text in about Davos, and it says, I got the opportunity to work on some of the sideline corporate events in Davos last year at the World Economic Forum. It was an absolutely incredible experience. We were up every day at 5 a.m, worked until midnight, running around on our feet all day, but it was all worth it for those couple of seconds in the day when you caught a glimpse of Christine Lagarde walking by, flanked by two bodyguards in her floor-length fur jacket, or when the US Vice President at the time, Joe Biden, gave me the nod of his head and a wave as he marched past me with his entourage of Secret Service staff. And that was from a guy called Jamie. Well, Martin did say that it is kind of all a little bit unreal. I just want to refer back to the thing we were talking about at the beginning of the programme with Consolata, and the thing about people not being able to do their hems or sew on a button or all of that. Caller was on to say, Marion, in Ring College some years ago, we girls had to darn the boys' socks, says Anne. I hope you at least objected, Anne. And another one here says, hi, Marion. When I got married in the early 70s, I always darned my husband's socks. Weren't you very, very good or very, very foolish? But anyway, I have to move on with my lyrics. And number two, every time you look at me, my heart is jumping. It's easy to see. Claire Byrne, how are you on darning?
I'm not very good. It's funny, I was only having this conversation with somebody yesterday and I said, I can make the dinner and I'll do the washing, but when it comes to sewing, you're on your own. Because when I was an 8 and in school, they'd make you do those little teddy bears, and mine just had one arm up here and the head was on the side. So I was never talented in that area.
A teddy with personality.
A teddy with personality, yes, never to be repeated.
Now, you're not for long for this parish.
This is my last Saturday show today,
right.
Which is a strange and unusual feeling. We've been here for 5.5 years. I was looking at my programme files upstairs. September 2012 is when we started, and today is the last one. So I'm moving on to Pastures New. Sad to be leaving, but excited about moving to the news.
Absolutely.
At one with Anya Lawler. We're going to be talking today about what Leo Varadkar said on the BBC.
Yeah.
He said he's going to campaign to have abortion laws changed. He didn't expand on his views. He said he believes the law should change, but he also understood where people were coming from on the other side. He'll outline his position further, we believe, on Monday night after the special cabinet meeting. But what we learned is that it doesn't matter what you say if you're a politician on abortion, because his approval rating's at 60%. That poll was taken before he'd said anything about his view. Micheál Martin had expounded about his view at the start of the week, and he was down a point at 42%. Another thing we're going to be talking about, we have the former Secretary General of the Department of Finance, John Moran, with us today. Dublin gets everything. It has everything: jobs, infrastructure and investment. So what he wants us to do is to finally think properly about expanding that development across the region. So John will be talking
it's
to us
no
about
coincidence
that.
He comes from Limerick.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, and good luck.
Thank
as
you,
as they say, with the future jobs. Welcome back to the programme. Now, just before I speak to my next guest, last of the lyrics. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. Now you can text. There for the Britney Spears tickets and the dinner at Eli Bar and Grill at CHQ. And the number is 51551. OK, now, before Christmas, we had a discussion on technology gifts. And one of the things that was mentioned was a tile made Bluetooth tracker, which you could stick on your keys in order to find them if you misplaced them. And we heard anecdotally that there was an absolute run stroke stampede on them before Christmas, and they ran out of supply. So you'd wonder why. Well, a lot of people do misplace things. Others have problems remembering names or faces. So today we thought we'd take a look at memory and what's normal and what's not, and top tips for improving memory. Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and brain expert at Trinity College, joins me now. The thing about losing keys and can't remember where you put them or your glasses or whatever, and you think, oh my God, I'm losing it. You're not.
No, you're not losing it. You're just probably not paying attention, and you're a bit absent-minded. And actually, probably most of us, when we come in from work, say in the evening, and you put down the keys, you're actually not paying attention to where you've put them because you're dying to get the shoes off your feet that are killing you. You're thinking, is there anything in the bloody fridge for dinner? Your mind is everywhere except in the present moment. So a lot of what people would call failures of memory, and that, like those things you've just talked about, are really failures of attention. So if you don't attend to what you're doing, you're not creating any memory.
And if kids come running up saying, mammy, 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 you're going to be focusing on them, not
on
your keys.
Yeah, and it's like when you meet someone, you said that thing about names. So say you're out at a party and you're talking to people, and then someone new joins the conversation and you get introduced and you're thinking about, oh my God, where am I going to put the glass and the canopy so that I can shake the hand, and what am I going to say next, and what did they... And so you haven't even really listened to the name in the first place.
Right.
So that's kind of not attending, or your mind being elsewhere. So
right. Now, one of the things that you talk about in terms of the brain is that there are all different kinds of memory. That there is emotional memory, there's event episodic memory, there's fact and semantic reverie.
Reverie too.
And the fact that your sleep contributes to your memory.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because people often want tips and they want the kind of fun stuff. And one of my big tips, if you really want to look after your memory and preserve your memory, and actually, even if you're a student who's studying for exams, is sleep. Sleep is so important. So you need a good night's sleep before. If you have a good night's sleep before, that will allow you to learn new things and encode information, right? So there's sort of three steps. You have to encode or acquire the information that will become a memory. Then it has to be consolidated in your brain, sort of embedded in your brain, and then you retrieve it. That's when it becomes, you know, that's when we refer to it as a memory. So you need a good night's sleep so that your brain is sharp enough and has the capacity to learn new things. But in order to consolidate it, you actually need to go to sleep at night, because while you're asleep, your brain is working really, really hard. And what it's doing is, during the day when you take in memory, it gets stored in a part of your brain called the hippocampus, which looks like a seahorse, and it's in a deep part of your brain, but it's got a very limited capacity. And so when you sleep at night, in the early part of the night, when you're in deep non-REM sleep, your brain is working. And what it's doing is, it's really connecting with all the different areas of your brain and putting those memories in, it's a process really rather than a thing, but it's embedding them in your brain and consolidating them. Now, there's other ways you can consolidate them, you know, by repeating information or recalling them. But then in the later part of the night, nearer the morning time, when you have REM sleep, you know, that rapid eye movement sleep, what happens then is those memories, those new memories that you've made, are integrated with your old memories and your life experiences and your events.
Can I ask you a very stupid sounding question? How do you know this since people are asleep?
Well, actually, what they do is, did you ever have an ECG for your heart?
Yes.
So that measures the electrical activity in your heart. So you can measure the electrical activity in your brain with an EEG, an electroencephalogram. And I had the privilege of doing that for my PhD and looking at memory. So you can measure the electrical activity. And so the electrical activity during the different phases and cycles of your sleep are different. And so, God, it got very, very technical, but really they can kind of link spindles that happen and areas of brain that are working. So they even think that this hippocampus then really clears out space. And
for the next lot
to come in. But also there's another really interesting thing, because we have so many experiences during the day. You can't possibly remember everything, and you shouldn't. So we see activity at night, electrical activity between the hippocampus and your executive control, which I always think is like the numbskulls, you know, they decide what's important or not. And so they decide what's important and not important in terms of things that have happened during the day or you've learned during the day. And so some are discarded. So for forgetting is just as important as remembering. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you need to discard unimportant information and make sure that you use your energy to keep the important, and our brain does that for us, thankfully.
Yeah, well,
provided you get enough sleep.
It's very interesting what you say about sleep. The other thing is emotional memory and sensual memory, smells and tastes and all, they're very important.
Yeah, they are. So if people again wanted another tip about, you know, making memory stick, for want of a better way of saying it. When we're kids, think back, you just have to look at a toddler. When they explore the world, when they're learning, learning and memory are just inextricably linked.
Yeah.
And they explore the world with all of their senses. They touch things, they taste them, they feel them, they smell them, right? Then we go to school and we're told not to do that sometimes. Well, we were when we went to school. And the focus becomes very much on verbal memory, learning things and remembering them by the words and the sentences and the repetition in your brain. Now, that works. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to really, hold on to memories and preserve them, engage as many of your senses as possible.
Right.
I mean, just...
And does this apply to people who have severe difficulty, like people with dementia?
Yes. And actually, I mean, that's something that you really could do right across the lifespan, because sometimes language really gets affected if you have a disease like dementia. You may actually use your ability to speak and use words. So if you've engaged all your senses, you can still retrieve memories, because you know yourself, a smell can take you back in
Absolutely.
Time to Italy and yeah. a holiday. So I would say that even with my own mum had dementia, you know, and I would bring in senses, you know, I would bring in candles and things that smelled
right.
and touch and
her.
Feel. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to have to leave it there, Sabina. It's really, really, really interesting, the whole thing. But basically, if you can't remember people's names, if you lose the keys, you lose the glasses, you're not losing the plot. Okay. Sabina Brennan, thank you very, very much indeed. Now, the winner of the Britney Spears tickets, Aoife Harney from Kinvara, County Galway. Congratulations to you, Aoife. Enjoy, enjoy. Oops, I did it again. You drive me crazy. Baby One More Time. Right, that's it from us for today. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham. Researchers are Michelle Brown and Katrina McFadden. Broadcasting coordinator, Jarlath Holland. And series producer is Margaret Hurley. Back with you usual time tomorrow. Until then, a very good day to you.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with FBD Insurance. Home cover you can trust. See what you can save on fbd.ie.